Well, let's start with the first cultural hurdle. What does yalla eat mean?
Yalla means like, let's go, kind of hurry up. It's like a fun phrase. I'm like, come on, let's go, you know.
It's David Surio. He's an educator and public program specialist at the Arab American National Museum. There are so many wrong things being reported about Dearborn, that it enforces Sharia law, that it's not safe to walk the streets. Surio says the Arab American community in Dearborn wanted to show people that's just not true, in an inviting way.
So one of the goals with Yalla Eat is to kind of get rid of those stereotypes and to show people the neighborhood, our community that we live in, that's just like every other community that has, you know, various ethnic groups. I mean, there are a lot of Arab Americans in Dearborn, but there are a lot of other groups that have historically been here and continue to live in Dearborn. And again, it also kind of sheds stereotypes on who Arab Americans are in general. People go walking into the businesses and meeting the business owners and sampling food. It helps to really break down a lot of the stereotypes that people may have.
Once owned by maybe either immigrants themselves who are sort of serving the dishes that they or their families grew up with back home.
On Michigan Avenue, the tour guide, Camelia Youssef, tells the group about Dearborn's restaurants and businesses, along with a little history about Dearborn between each stop at Lebanese, Yemeni, and other restaurants serving Arab world cuisines. It includes a visit to a grocery store, samples at restaurants, and a coffee shop featuring desserts.
I think for a lot of the attendees of the Yalla Eat tours, food becomes a way to talk about culture without talking about all of the other things that feel uncomfortable to talk about when we're thinking about Arab and Muslim American experiences.
She says some attendees are surprised to learn that many Arab Americans are Christian or secular, not just Muslim. Most of today's group was made up of white people of European descent. That's fairly typical of these tour groups. On the way to the next stop for a sample of food, Catherine Seipert and Matt McHenry explained what they were getting out of the experience.
Well, I love it because these are places that I really wouldn't have even known about or probably even noticed if they weren't being pointed out to me. So I think the point of the tour that way is really cool, and also just as like a time of cultural exploration where you can maybe go outside of your comfort zone or try something like Yemeni food, which I've never had and didn't know I could access. Having this moment where I can has been really fascinating for me.
Do you think food's a good way to communicate culture?
It's fantastic, I think, because it's one of the few things that it transcends all lines and backgrounds. If you have a good plate of food and you're open to trying it, you'll be surprised what you like and how easy it is to relate to another completely different culture just through sharing a plate of food that you both can enjoy.
Some of the tour groups said they simply wanted to find out about the food. But at almost every stop, there were questions about culture, about world politics and domestic politics, and how Dearborn residents felt about the anti-Islamic sentiments in the country. Camelia Youssef says the Yalla Eat tours are a small, polite exchange and a way to better understand a little bit more about Dearborn and its residents.
Food is always one of the ways that we not only preserve our culture and sort of continue to practice it while being here in this country, but this is also one of the ways that we invite other people into our spaces.
For Stateside, I'm Lester Graham.